During the Battle of Lal Buera, 16th May 1811, as in many other battles of the Napoleonic era, surgical instruments were essential for the treatment of wounds and injuries suffered by soldiers. Field surgeons had to work in extremely difficult conditions and with rudimentary but essential tools. Here is a description of some of the surgical instruments used. Tweezers. These were metal tools used to extract bullet fragments, shrapnel or other foreign bodies from inside wounds. Tweezers varied in shape and size, some with fine tips for reaching deeply embedded objects, and others with thicker tips for extracting larger fragments. Cautery. This was an instrument that was heated red hot to cauterize, burn tissue. It was used to stop bleeding and close wounds. Although the procedure was extremely painful, it was one of the few effective ways to control blood loss in an era before anesthesia and antibiotics. Scalpel. A small sharp blade used to make precise incisions, the scalpel allowed the surgeon to access foreign bodies, perform amputations and cut damaged tissue with precision. It was an indispensable tool for any surgery. Suture needles, used to sew wounds and cut tissue. The needles were usually curved and came in various sizes, depending on the depth and location of the wound. The sutures, threads, could be made of various materials such as silk, linen, or animal intestines. Knives were used to cut tissue and prepare for amputation. Saws, specialized instruments for cutting bones during amputations. Amputations were common procedures due to infections and gangrene that developed in inadequately treated wounds. Saws allowed relatively quick and clean cuts through bone. Splints. These were devices made of wood or other rigid materials used to immobilize broken bones. Splints were applied in conjunction with bandages to hold bones in place and allow proper healing. Immobilizing fractures was crucial to prevent further damage and promote healing. Bloodletting. A common procedure used to treat various diseases and conditions. Surgeons used lancets or phlebotomists to make small incisions in the veins and allow the blood to drain out. The idea was to balance the humors of the body, a prevalent medical theory of the time. Although often ineffective and potentially harmful, bloodletting was standard practice in 19th century medicine. The concept of the ambulance was revolutionized by Dominique Jean Larrey, the chief surgeon of the Napoleonic army. Larrey designed ambulances volantes, flying ambulances, which were light and fast carriages designed to pick up the wounded directly from the battlefield and take them to safer and more organized medical care centers. These ambulances allowed for faster and more efficient evacuation of the wounded, significantly improving survival rates. Dominique Jean Larrey is widely recognized for his innovations in military medicine. He introduced organizational and medical practices that drastically improved the care of the wounded. In addition to flying ambulances, Larrey established procedures for triage, a classification of the wounded according to the severity of their injuries in order to prioritize treatment to those most in urgent need. His humanitarian approach and advanced surgical techniques marked a milestone in the history of military medicine. These instruments and innovations in the evacuation and treatment of the wounded reflect both the brutality and advances in field medicine of the time. Military surgeons had to be fast and efficient, working in unsanitary conditions and under enormous pressure to save as many lives as possible, often without the benefit of anesthesia and antibiotics, making every surgical intervention a struggle against pain and infection.